what should people listening or watching this podcast do right after to get a little bit closer to their dream? What would be the best tool you can give them?
Well, a big part of any dream is fully visualizing it. And a lot of us, you know, are being pulled in all these different directions, but you don't realize this important tool you have upstairs, your brain and the power behind it. And just sitting and deeply thinking about the goal that you have and what that success looks, feels, tastes like. Like, if you reach that goal, what will that be? And sitting there and really visualizing it so that your mind can actually wrap its head around it and see it from every angle, that crystallizes the goal and allows you and your subconscious to fire ahead with so much momentum that the goal is more attainable. And whether it's, you know, for me, I was trying to learn how to play golf and we were doing visualization exercises, or even in business with my business coach, we do visualization exercises around, you know, if we reach these goals, what do I want to look and feel and think about the business? And a lot of us aren't spending the time deep in thought around the visualization. We're just sort of like, okay, well, this would be a cool goal. And that would be a cool, oh, this person said this. But until you can really think truly about what the end result is and feel it and visualize it, it's going to be a lot harder to attain.
That's huge. And in order to do that, you have to take your phone out and put it away, right?
Turn off the TV, close the laptop, and just sit there in your thoughts and think about the sensations, the emotions you'll be feeling if you reach that goal. What will be the outcomes? How will the people around you view you? All of those things really power your subconscious mind to reach harder, to push through those moments of self-doubt, those moments of regression, those moments of failure.
Yeah, that's awesome. And even though it is scary to leave your phone, please do it. And I mean, even sometimes take a walk without your phone, right?
It can airplane mode. Yeah, airplane mode. I'm a big advocate of airplane mode. Turn it on airplane mode and just allow yourself a moment to not be so connected.
Yeah.